Researchers said the drone sensor is like a very small laboratory. It examines CO2 data and stores it inside a temperature-controlled system. Richard Feely is a scientist with the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. He is stationed at the agency's Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory in Seattle, Washington. Feely said the goal of the project is to make the measurements collected by the glider just as accurate as those carried out on ships. Researchers in Canada have also tested a smaller CO2 measuring device attached to a drone. But that sensor has not yet met effective targets for ocean acidification observations. McDonnell said his goal is to one day have a large number of similar robotic gliders operating in oceans across the world. Such efforts will be important in helping scientists understand much more about what's going on in the ocean than we have before, he said.